With yesterday's 149th running of the Traverse Stakes at Saratoga Racecourse, it is one of the busiest weekends of the year for Saratoga Springs. The Spa City's population doubles during the summer months. To get a handle on how local businesses are faring this summer, I spoke with Saratoga County Chamber of Commerce President and CEO Todd Shimkus.
Yeah, I think it's looked pretty good, particularly from the hotel perspective. That's frankly the one sector where we get regular reports and actual data. And the numbers tell us that July in particular was up in terms of occupancy as well as revenue per available room. And what we've generally known in the tourism industry is that if hotel occupancy is up and people are staying here, generally they're also spending more money here, dining out, shopping, and so that we think it's going well for everyone.
It is late August. Is this the typically busiest time in Saratoga Springs?
You know, actually early August, particularly around the horse sales, is generally the time when the hotels and restaurants and stores report their highest sales, and it tends to taper off a little bit after the sales are over and those folks leave town. So, but August has been pretty strong. Again, we don't have any specific numbers, but talking to hoteliers, talking to restaurants, talking to stores, everybody's been doing well. The weather's been a little bit of a challenge, but it certainly hasn't hurt us.
Yeah, that was my next question. Does the weather, when you have something like this summer, when it's been crazy rainy or crazy hot, does that affect how people move around the city of Saratoga Springs or Saratoga County?
It certainly does. With weather, you have winners and losers no matter what the weather is. So a summer like this with a lot of heat and a lot of rain, the golf courses are challenged, but the retail stores generally do pretty well. On the restaurant side, the ones that are indoors do well. The ones that have outdoor patios do not. So we always have winners and losers depending on how the weather goes, and hopefully overall everybody has a chance to do well, especially with the weather turning as it has over the last week or so.
And what are your predictions from now until Labor Day weekend?
Yeah, you know, the Labor Day weekend used to be sort of for the locals. But what I think we've seen happen over the last few years in particular is that the sort of bargain of coming up here and not necessarily having all of the same crowds and traffic has actually attracted a number of visitors as well. So the weekend numbers over Labor Day the last couple of years have picked up immensely. I think the other thing that's happening that's a big transition for the downtown is that we have so many now outdoor entertainment venues. So, again, you've got a great weekend. It's a three-day weekend. If the weather is good, folks will be coming up here for all of that entertainment and fun and the racing season going on over at the track.
How has the Chamber over the years continued its marketing of Saratoga Springs in the summertime?
Yeah, our marketing is completely 100% different than it was even 5 years ago. And that's because of the way you can do digital advertising. It has transformed everything we do. And the bottom line is that we are capable now of serving ads about Saratoga to people who we know have an interest and live within an area which would allow them to drive here. And that kind of specific targeting we think has helped us to increase demand of people wanting to come into Saratoga Springs and Saratoga County over the last 3 years. We've had a number of quarters over the last 2 years where we've hit historic highs for occupancy tax payments, and we've seen demand increase for hotel rooms. So we believe the two go together. And the joke that I use, although I guess in this climate maybe you shouldn't joke about these things, but everything the Russians do or did or may have done with the last election, that's what we're doing. But in this particular case, it's for good. It's trying to convince people to come here.